Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the Mark and Will Show. Yours truly, Will, is in the building. In the building, like always. I hope everybody had a blessed and great weekend. I know I did. So I hope everybody else was good also, you know, without a doubt. Hats off to my brother Bump. He did a great job, had a class reunion, and Brother Bump, y'all know Bump, on the show, always talking about U of L. We got him on to go ahead and do what he got to do. Hats off to him, took care of business, man. He helped get some things together and had a wonderful time, but you know how it is, guys. Glad it's over. Time to move on, you know what I'm saying? Got to see some people I ain't seen in a long time, and you know, got some people who I've been seeing quite a few. So, you know, hats off to that class of 92 reunion. Great job, Brother Bump. You know, everybody always wait to give you flowers, but you did your thing, man. And everybody else who was on that committee also. Let's see. Social media. You know where to find us, markandwillshow.com. Check it out, big time. Get over at the Twitter. Twitter's bouncing right now. You have polls. Don't forget we did the polls, the Players of the Week polls today. So go and vote on that on Twitter. Get that Facebook, because that Facebook, get on that page, then go ahead and join that group that we created. You see it. Follow Mark and Will Show's Facebook group. That's another way that you can go ahead and vote for the Players of the Week. And, you know, some people are doing a great job because they voting on both sites, which you can, you know. You know, it's a time limit on the Twitter, and it's a time limit on the Facebook. The Facebook, I cut it off at 3 p.m. So, and also don't forget, it's the total votes, not the percentage. Because some of the polls only got three people or could have four and only 50 votes, you know what I'm saying? So somebody might have 80% of that while the other ones got more. So go ahead and make sure you check those polls out. Go ahead and get the nice little vote big time. Also, TikTok, Instagram. You're already on YouTube, hopefully. And then the Mark and Will Gaming, check it out big time. So, hey, like I said, this new one, as far as that Facebook group page, people are posting different things, videos of the kiddos, all that kind of stuff like that. And also, don't forget, y'all know what's coming around the corner, right? Basketball. So, how we did football, we're going to do basketball the same way. I don't know if we're going to have 100 kids, though. 50 kids. I don't know. That's too much work. But we definitely going to have some. Hope people, more people nominate. Also, guys, if you're nominating people for the awards Friday through Sunday, please. Because, you know, some people is waiting to Monday and the polls is already pretty much set. You know, it takes a lot of work. So want to make sure you guys get the nomination in quickly, please. Thank you. So look, check us out. New Facebook group page, everything rocking and rolling. FNC. I got to get a hold of the FNC crew, see when they are available, so we can go ahead and come up with a date so we can drop a new show on that one. It's, like I said, there's always something going on in the world, so let's talk about it. Let's do what we got to do. So FNC, reaching out to the crew. Make sure you go ahead and let's get together, get some dates so we can go ahead and drop something new on that. Gaming. YouTube channel, Mark and Will's Gaming. That's actually the YouTube channel, Mark and Will Gaming, and also Twitch. So check that stuff out. Go ahead. I promise you, I know I've been saying it for a while, for some months, I will be on there. I just got to set it up, quit being lazy, just playing the game, and go ahead and get everything set up. Once I get everything set up, be fine, everything good. Have a ball, you know how that goes. Go ahead and rock and roll with that. Let me see. Hey, Mom, how you doing? Let me see. D, what's going on? Good evening. So, yeah. So go ahead and check that stuff out. Mark, I think, dropped some last week. So make sure you go ahead and see what's going on with that. You already know, we already told you about, the players of the week and everything. On the bottom, you got it right there. You got the games and all that kind of stuff like that. Scrolling at the bottom. So I'm not going to read it out this time because you got some games I'm going to go ahead and try to hit. But you can see it's scrolling at the bottom. Got some scores and things like that. So check that out without a doubt. And let's see. Y'all remember Coach Nino was on here. His Atherton team, the Ravens, beat North Bullitt 48-26. They did their thing. Racking up the wins. I think they are now, let's see, 6-3. Hey, man, congratulations. Way to follow up last year with another banger doing your thing. They actually have a game. Yes, they got a game Friday away. They face Campbellsville. So congratulations to the Atherton for taking care of business last Friday, like always. This right here kind of hurt. Oh, man. I didn't get to go to this game, which is, y'all know, it's odd. Y'all know how I do. You know how I support my Bulldogs. But they took it on the chin, 24-17. Bullitt East took care of their, one of their goals of beating Mayo, basically winning the district. Congratulations, Bullitt East, 24-17. I think... Let me see. I want to give me line and stuff real quick on Bullitt East. Bullitt East actually is 8-1. Congratulations. Have a hell of a season. They have a lot of senior laden team and took care of business. Knew they had to get that boogeyman off their back, Mayo. So congratulations on that one. Like I said, took care of business. And actually had some standout performers. Travis Egan, 19-29, 210 yards. He did his thing. He also rushed for 22 times, 110 yards, two TDs. Mason Gaither, 23 rushes, 135 yards, one TD. Also Cameron Brogan, 11 receptions, 106 yards. So took care of business. You know, the leading tackler on their team, got two of them, Ryan Rahill, Ryan Steele had 7 tackles each and 1 tackle for loss. So they took care of business. Congratulations, Bullitt East. Next up, you got Central. Taking care of business. Coach Dantzler now. Man, I tell you, man, they got a running back that is ridiculous like always. They took care of business. They beat Franklin County 24-0. Let's see what's going on in these stats. See who did what they had to do. Xavier Brown was 4-6, 136 yards, 1 TD. Cortez Stone, 26 carries, 102 yards, 1 TD. Xavier Brown also had 10 rushes, 68 yards, and 1 TD. Not only did Cortez was rushing the ball, he also had 3 receptions, 88 yards, 1 TD. So, all-around game for them. The leading tackle was Christian Washington, 7 tackles. Congratulations to Central, taking care of business. Next up, Cal, goodness gracious, 62-0 over Western Hill. Cal is undefeated, if you guys did not know. They're 9-0, taking care of business. Let's say 62-0. My gosh, come on. Redmond, y'all doing a little bit too much. Cole Hodge was 6-for-6, 148 yards, 1 TD. He also had one rush for 75 yards, a TD. They had a lot of kids that had one rush and TD. So it seemed like Western Hill was overmatched. But congratulations to Cal. Cal also had Chapman Russell, had 5 TDs, 2 tackle for losses. Way to take care of business. Wow. DuPont Manual, 23. Butler 14. This right there, I think, raised a lot of people's eyebrows on this one, on this game, because everybody thought that pretty much Manuel was going to really knock him out the box. But hey, a win's a win, and it took care of business. Manuel only got one loss on the season. That's the Saint X, so they coming into the Mel Manuel game 9-1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8-1, I'm sorry. So, should be interesting. Like I said, let's see. Did my guy play? Tyree Stoner. He was 8-for-25, 1 interception, 168 yards, but he rushed for 76 yards. Gurren Traynor had 16 rushes, 85 yards. So, my man Zeke didn't play, so that made a difference big time. They was led by Miles Rose with 5 tackles. So, Manuel, hey, it's Mel Manuel week, so got that win, 8-1, looking strong. Next up, you got Fern Creek, beat Southern, beat the Mayor's team. You know I'm always sorry to see that. Coach Abel's been on here. He was a great interview. Congratulations, Manuel grad. But 21-7, Fern Creek took care of business. Let's see. So, let's look at some of their stats and see what happened in this game. You had Caleb Passmore, 5-for-8, 2 interceptions, 35 yards rushing. But Mikel Malone, 16 rushes, 214 yards, 2 TDs. Mikel, I wish we had your stats a little quicker, buddy. You'd have been on them pause, but it, that's what happens. A lot of these teams don't put their stats on the Monday, and, you know. Would love to put you on there like her before, but you sit there and ball like always. Congratulations on that one. You did your thing. So, like I said, I wish we could had you on our poll with that 16 carries, 214 yards, 2 TDs, all that stuff. How you doing, Mr. Mark?
Well, the stat that you just said was crazy.
Yeah. You know, and that's why I try to tell people that, you know, a lot of these teams, I mean, I don't know if the AD's doing it, if it's the coach, you know, it's just different people do it. And he would have definitely been on this week's poll, but, you know, the stats didn't show up to today. So, but he rocked and rolled.
Absolutely.
Business. Hats off to the mayor, because the mayor actually called the game this week. He was defensive coordinator. He called the plays. Actually, Fern Creek, you know, they had a lot of turnovers and different stuff like that. So, hats off to the mayor for doing a great job on calling the game and stuff like that. So, like I said, he had 2 interceptions, his defense and all that kind of stuff like that. So, you know, first time I got being a defensive coordinator at Southern, filling in for the next guy. So, hats off to them because 21-7, that's a close game, so big time with that one like that. So, next up, Seneca 58, J-Town 0. Seems like Seneca kind of bounced back on this one. You know, J-Town, I mean, is kind of slow. But looking at these stats real quick, Antoine Young, y'all remember him. He was 10-for-17, 173 yards, passing 4 TDs. They was led in rushing by Washington, 6 carries, 62 yards, 1 TD. Terrence Wilson had 2 catches, 88 yards, 2 TDs. As far as defense, they was led by tackles by Samuel and Josh LeBlanc. 6 tackles each, 1 tackle for losses. Legion Washington also had 1 interception. So, way to take control and do what you had to do. Seneca, way to bounce back like you've been doing. Last but not least, we got St. X 50, PRP 14. Yep. Mark, before I let you hit that, I want to go ahead and get the stats up real quick. Let me see here. Trevor Helving, with a 5 for 10, 106 yards, 1 TD. They was led in rushing by Dontre Richardson. He had 12 carries, 111 yards, 1 TD. Marion Harbin had 2 catches, 64 yards, 1 TD. On the defense, they was led by Henry Murr, 7 tackles. So, you know, that part. Also, big shout out before Mark dives into this. Big shout out to our guest last week. Took care of business. AJ Woods had a step in and play some quarterback. If you guys didn't watch that video, make sure you go ahead. Pretty much he was all over the field, so he did what he had to do. He was 8 for 15, 1 interception, 1 TD, 89 yards. He had a rushing TD. He caught a pass, 1 for 16. Yep. And I don't know why people put their stats. I'm going to need y'all to do that because more than that. So, way to step in and take care of business, AJ. So, you was at that game. What's your thoughts on
that? Yeah. My whole thought was St. X took the same page out of Manuel, ran the ball because PIP really can't stop the run or whatever. But it was one of them games where it's like you damn near cried. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them games you cry because you got all them seniors, and my son's a senior too or whatever. To where it was like, okay, St. X came out, they did what they're supposed to do. St. X is a good team. I take my head off to them.
Oh, yeah.
They're a great team. But them seniors at PIP, I understand how they feel and stuff like that. Whatever they wanted to go out to beat them, but it just didn't happen. I just want to say, keep your head up. Go to the playoffs. Try to get this playoff win. Come home to get a host to playoff win or whatever the case may be or whatever that case may be. You know what I'm saying? But it was a hard game, bro. It was a hard game to really sit there and watch. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You play for Mel. I was at PIP and stuff like that or whatever the case may be. But it's hard to see something like that. But they played their heart out, though. They played their heart out. They played their heart out. And I'm going to give them seniors that. We got a bad week this week. Recuperate to the next game. We got to go play, baby. Let's win this one.
Right.
Let's win this one.
Right, right. Playoffs. Yeah. That's what it's about. Last but not least, I thought this was Trinity 35, Eastern 6. Trinity went ahead and took care of some business with that one. Let me see. Here we go. Let me get in their stats real quick. You have Andrew Allen, 6 for 14, 90 yards, 2 TD. Jeremiah Lynn, he's actually one of the guys on our poll, 19 carries, 146 yards, 1 TD. Led in, as far as receiving, Noah Myers, 3 catches, 49 yards, 1 TD. And I always got to talk about Kalen McLaughlin. He was actually on one of our polls. He's the kicker. He was 5 for 5. He did miss the field goal attempt, but he's one of the best kickers in the state. Also, Cole Wycliffe. He had 8 tackles, 1 tackle for loss. Cameron Wooten, who was actually one of our players of the week last year, had an interception. So, congratulations, Cameron. I'd like to see you do good things, big things, all that kind of stuff. So, what we do now, guys, we, like I said, we're trying to spotlight. We'll do more of this, especially during the playoffs and this period. We'll highlight high school, going into the basketball, and all that kind of good stuff. So, congratulations to all the winners and everybody can't win, but go ahead and shake it off, and let's continue.
What you said?
Friday, big week, big games, all that stuff. So definitely check that out. Let's go on and get into this baseball, some of this good stuff. This was real exciting, man. I don't know.
Yeah, over the weekend, really.
Did you catch any of them, Mark?
I was trying to check it out, but NBA got my attention, and I was like, this is stupid. You know, you remember I text you, right?
Right.
But you got Sunday, October 23rd. Phillies took care of business to beat the Padres 4-3. They go to the World Series, right?
Right.
You got Houston, who beat the Yankees 6-5 to win the series 4-0 to go to the World Series, brother.
You know, the crazy thing is I didn't see this come out. I thought Astros would win, but I didn't think they would sweep them. And I didn't think Phillies was going to manhandle Padres. I thought that would be a little.
I didn't either.
Yeah, they dominated them. Both Astros
absolutely
dominated them. And Phillies with their basically Harper with their two-run shot in the eighth to go ahead and secure that. And then the Yankees this – Hey, congratulations. I think it's going to be a good World Series. You know, you got a team with Phillies who was hot, just like has been. You know, the wild card team has done it several times over and over again. You know, Braves did last year. Well, Braves won their season, so I think they was not a wild card. But I think year before that. But you got a hot team, Philly. Now they're going absolutely to play the best team or one of the best teams, Astros. So I don't think this is going to be a sweep. On any end, I think that it's going to go down. But, hey, man, the Phillies is hot. They hot. But, you know, I'm cheering for the Astros. I don't touch nothing Phillies. Philadelphia.
I ain't going for Philly.
They ain't my team. The only thing in Philly I like is Meek Mill. That's it, bro. I don't like nothing else, bro.
And cheesesteaks.
Well, I don't know, man. You know, they too busy fighting Geno and Pats. So hey, should be good, guys. If you don't want to watch baseball, this is the time to. We already said playoffs. This is it. Go ahead and watch it. It's already been excited because I know the Yankees fans. You see everybody with these Yankee hats. They got to put them on the shelf, just like the Braves did. So go ahead and sit down with
what
that
you
one.
Said?
That's a round. Oh, it's getting Mark in here. Real quick, we got a goodie. Big time. Let me get Mark squared away. We have UofL, Louisville Cardinals, with an impressive win. Came back, took care of business big time. Hey, I'm the first one to admit it. I thought they was going to get beat up. And they're running back for Pitt ain't no joke, though. I rewatched that game Sunday morning, and that dude is a bad man. I'm not even gonna butcher his name because his last name is Wicked.
We're not gonna do it.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna touch it, bro. But I know his Israel is his first name, and he was nice. But hey, have they turned it? We talked about it last week. You win this, you done turned the corner. You done, you know.
Absolutely.
This is by far, to me, their best win. You know what I'm saying? Because not only did they face a task of a daunting running back, but that defense was solid for Pitt. And their front seven is probably just a notch below Clemson. So, hey, way to show up, Louisville homecoming. Congratulations.
Right.
I mean, did you get to watch any of this, or was you NBA?
I'm going to say this. I watched a little bit of it because I had family things going on. But I also heard Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
And what he said.
Oh, yeah.
And don't put no fire under Kentucky against us, Jack Harlow.
Oh, that was basketball, though.
Was it basketball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I was just saying because it was like, hey, brother, don't do that. Don't do that to us, brother.
He was on basketball, but you don't want to touch none of that either.
hey.
Touch none of that.
My whole thing is, hey, brother, come on the show so we can let you know what's going on.
Yeah, this chill a little bit, man. This chill.
That's just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, this real quick before we hit this NFL, Malik Cunningham was 10 for 21, 122 yards, two TDs, one interception. Cooley was 11 carries, 75 yards. Hudson, 5 of reception, 71 yards. Like I said, great win. That's Louisville's second conference win. They 2-3. They 4-3 overall, and they got another big game this Saturday at 3:30 when Wake Forest, who's ranked, comes in town. So we'll see. This right here actually should be a confidence builder.
Absolutely.
And I will say this, Mark. He might have said in the locker room too, because I know he said it in the Louisville Live on Friday. He did it. So he might have just doubled down and did it again at the football. But I know I heard it. I saw
it. Yeah, absolutely. We heard it. We heard it.
Okay, bro. Okay, this chill. But congratulations, Louisville, for taking care of business. Like I said, you're going to be an underdog this week coming up, too. So, hey, might as well go ahead and steal them at the crib. Take care of business.
Might as well.
Yeah, you ain't got no choice. You got no choice. You better do something. You better do something. All right, we got the game that's going on right now. As you can see, it's the Chicago Bears versus the Patriots. Is there any scores? We got any updates on the scores or anything?
You got Chicago up is 3-0 as of right now. But you're going against Bill Belichick.
Right.
This game could be 10-3 type thing.
You see they starting Mac Jones back.
Yeah. But the crazy thing about it is, hey, Mac Jones, they brought that fourth rounder in for a reason.
I like Zappy. I like
it. Zappy, all right.
Yeah, I like
it. Zappy's all right.
That's why Mac Jones came back, like, right now. It's like he has.
Because I need my job back.
Right. Because, you know, hey, we know it's ruthless. NFL is ruthless. And they'll cut you in a heartbeat and say, okay, well, you know, we tried. And all this kind of stuff. And they got a history of doing that anyway. So, you think Patriots going to cover the 7.5?
I think Patriots will win this game.
You think they're going to cover, though, 7.5?
I know. I think they'll cover fourth quarter.
Okay. Yeah. Fields, I just don't know about Fields. No offense.
Absolutely not.
I just don't know about all that. All right, guys, we're going to hit you guys with what happened Thursday. Saints 34, Cardinals 42. The return of the Mac. I mean, Hop. Hop is back. Hop did his thing. What'd you think about this game?
I think now that Hop is back, the Cardinals offense is going to be totally different.
Right.
Totally different. Even though he said third told his coach to calm the F down.
Right.
And stuff like that, or whatever the case may be. I mean, and it's the quarterback and the coach just being heated at each other, trying to figure out what's going on and stuff like that. But with Hoptown being back, Courtner's offense is going to be different.
Yeah, you got to respect that guy. 10 catches.
You gotta respect Absolutely.
Him. You got to respect him. And then these other dudes are going to start eating. That's the whole thing. It's kind of like we talked about last week. You know, hopping the town, so everybody else is getting ready to start eating. The running game is going to pick up. Everything is going to be different. I guess Connors is out because he ain't play.
Nah, he ain't play.
Andy Dalton, stop it, man. 361 yards, that looks cute. 4 TDs, that looks cute. 3 interceptions, welcome back. I mean, what can you say?
You can't say nothing. It is what it is.
And then my thing is this. Is Michael Thomas ever going to come back? I know he came back early, but he's been out again.
He's only sitting now because he ain't got a quarterback. That's all it is.
Well, you know, pretty soon he's going to be unemployed.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you know, this is 3 years now, man. I mean, what are we doing here? And that's a serious issue. Serious issue.
Right.
Big time. Falcons 17, the Bengals put on a display in the first half. It's ridiculous. 35.
Bengals, y'all did y'all job. Y'all did what y'all supposed to do. Even though y'all in the same division with me, y'all did it against Atlanta. Y'all supposed to go there and rock and roll, do what y'all do. I'm proud of y'all, man. Like, for real. Joey Buckets, they're going to be a problem. Once this season starts really going, they're going to be a problem. People got to realize that. Take notice.
Yes, sir. 481 yards, three TDs. We said it. We said pretty much that once they get that mojo going, and I'm pretty sure they, you know, they probably in line to make some trades. They dang self to show up that defensive offensive line.
Right.
All I got to say, when you had a chance to knock Boogeyman on the head, you got to knock him on the head. And now
hey, you got to do it.
Now they sitting at 4-3, 2-1. It's going to be a different team, big time. Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh, my. 6 Cowboys, 24. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to say this. I feel like that boy, Pollard, he going to be a problem once the season really, really, really gets into it.
Right.
Because he's just now getting started. You understand what I'm saying? Zeke, he's trying to find his way and stuff like that. Prescott just got his way in that type of way, right?
Right.
So it's like, don't count that defense out. And I love Diggs. Oh, that young boy on that defensive end, on that defense y'all got. Oh, Lord Jesus. Besides him and Peterson, I don't know how y'all going to pay both of them.
We got 4 more years of that. Well, 3 more years, so, you know.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, but you see what I'm saying, though.
Oh, yeah, but they'll let Diggs go before they let Parsons. Because Parsons is a once-in-a-lifetime player. But the crazy thing is they released the hands with Mr. Williams. He ain't nobody, and he's bad to the bone. So, I mean, you know, they get ready to turn it up a notch big time with that defensive line. Got them rookies coming in there and doing what they got to do. I hate to see Jordan Lewis go out, but when he wasn't playing beginning, Bland was better than him anyway. So we'll see. And, you know, thunder and lightning, let them do what they got to do. I do love that. I hate that Dak got hurt, but I do love, okay, let's win it with defense, ball control, run the ball, pass a little bit, and all this kind of stuff. Do not put the defense. Don't do like you did against Philadelphia. Put the defense in bad situations. You know, all this kind of stuff. And that's what Dak, you know, got that one game underneath his hand. Let's move on. As far as the Lions, the thing about it is, like Mark and I have said, they got some tools. They got some stuff, you know. Yeah, they was moving the ball. So they're going to bite some people. They're going to get some people. They know they 1-5 right now, but they ain't going to quit on their coach, and they're going to get somebody or two. Coach 10, Titans 19.
Ryan got benched, and it wasn't because of his shoulder.
Right. That crap.
It was more or less of he just sucks. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the Colts have a good team, but they – I mean, Luck gave them bad luck. Luck was supposed to still be there to this day, right?
Yes, right, right.
But you keep bringing in everybody who's old.
Right.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Coach, I'm sorry. Hey, I'll be there Monday Night Football. When the Colts play Pittsburgh, I will be there in the building. But y'all not good. Especially when y'all bitch Matty Ice for y'all little rookie or whatever. It's not going to be good. Tennessee's not good neither.
Not enough.
Let's keep it a buck. Tennessee's not good neither. Tennessee just got the win. So great job, Tennessee. But y'all just like third.
Right.
With the Colts.
Somebody had a win. So you know, that's what it is. Colts just dismal. The offensive line is not playing like they did you know, previously. The running game is not
right. Absolutely.
Because of that. And like you said, Ryan is benched for the rest of the season. I don't want to hurt, because this came out, then all of a sudden they're talking about his labrum, shoulder store, whatever. Don't want
to show they got nothing to do with it, bro.
The reason why they get all these old quarterbacks is because Frank Reich was a backup quarterback himself. He was older, longer than two.
Yeah.
So he feels compelled. And I mean, granted, if you got these guys when they were still in their prime, I understand it. I get it. I mean, don't get me wrong, Carson Wentz ain't old, but he ain't good either. So it's like, this is ridiculous. And so we're seeing this. And you already know how we feel about the Titans. They go as long as Henry goes.
Right. And what you said.
That, and that's what that is. This right here is disgrace. Packers 21, Commanders 23. So, my goodness. I
almost threw my headset, brother.
Somebody needs to. We already know Campbell did for Detroit, but this right here is a disgrace. We was talking about this and all this, and we thought it was a joke that if the Commanders win, well, ha ha.
Yeah, right.
Well, they that's won.
What we said.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this because we can put a lot of blame on Aaron Rodgers, right? But at the same time, his receivers were dropping balls.
True.
They was doing a lot of stuff. But at the same time, Aaron Rodgers is still old. He's still old, too. But he don't have that receiver no more that he's used to having.
Yeah.
Let's keep it a buck.
The best.
Let's keep it a buck. If he had Adams there, they might be 4-1 type
thing. It's different. Yeah.
It's different, but he ain't got him.
Well, it'll be the same effect as Hopkins, right? You know, come back and everybody's catching stuff now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's different. Then all of a sudden we'll be saying the rookies look good. Valdez and everybody. Well, that right ass because he's gone. But the other dude, it look good. Everybody's just catching. Everybody. Tunyon and all this kind of stuff. Once you lose the best receiver or a top two, top three receiver is Hopkins, it makes a difference. And now we
see it.
Now we seen it. So, like, okay, these rookies and veterans, too, are dropping the balls. Everybody's not a rookie. You know what I'm saying? As a receiver, everybody's not a rookie. But also what makes it worse, bro, you know how we say and how we do, what makes it worse is that Aaron Rodgers can't keep his mouth shut. So he draws.
He don't know how to.
He draws attention. And so he's getting everything he deserves, and the Packers, too. Because he opens his mouth and he talks too much, and look at it now. That's embarrassing, big time. So hey, congratulations, Packers. Bucks 3, another one back to back. Panthers 21. I think this may be worse.
I'm gonna say this just real quick. The Bucs is not what we thought they was going to be, how everybody thought it was, how everybody got the fantasy quarterbacks that got him. It's not that. It's not that. Panthers, great job. Y'all got the win. It is what it is. But at the same time, Tom Brady is not Tom Brady no more. He needs to retire. Let somebody else come in. Because I'm going to say this real quick. I'm going to say this because I know we pressed on time real quick. I'm going to say this. They're going to make everything look like it's the head coach's fault, right?
Right, Bowles.
But it's not. It's not his fault.
Right.
It's not his fault. He came in thinking that he was going to have a different quarterback, and then Tom Brady came in and said, I'm here, right?
Right.
That's not his fault. So, therefore, he will be fired after this year, right? Because of Tom Brady's performance.
I agree.
No, I'm not gonna dive in like I really want to, bro, because I really want to.
Well, you're right. I agree. I think it's gonna be some heads that roll, and I think Bowles is gonna be one, and he shouldn't be based on this year.
It's his first year, bro.
Right.
You got Tom Brady going through whatever he's going through. We all go through life things. I talk to my brother every day. Hey, bro, I can't come on the show because I'm woo-woo-woo-woo-woo, right? Tom Brady need to sit there and say, I got to sit my ass down for a whole year to get my family together.
Years. Right? Yeah. No, you're right. No.
Why are we sitting here going through this, dude? Because you letting the football team down, and then on top of that, the coach is gonna get blamed for it. It ain't the coach's fault.
This is another case. This is another case of a quarterback holding a team hostage. Facts. You got somebody who should have been gone, but it's Tom Brady, so we're gonna let. He knows how to do. He's the ultimate professor. He's the GOAT. he can do this, he can do that. He also is losing games. He's losing games. Last year, even the year they won the Super Bowl, if you look at that, it was the defense. It was the defense. It wasn't all that. And then last year, but look what happened last year. Now this year is atrocious. It's ridiculous. Right. The same thing. You got an old team, and you got the oldest of the old, and he's holding the captain. And all of a sudden, like you said, Bowles is going to get blamed. They probably go ahead and hire or let Leftwich coach the rest of the season. Something's going to happen. Instead of telling Tom, hey, man, let's go ahead and let you move out right now. Let's just go ahead and this
merge. They're not going to do it.
Let's leave. No, no. Oh, no, they would not do that. It's Tom Brady. Tom Brady. If Tom Brady say he's come back next year, they are handcuffed to him. They have married him.
Absolutely.
And that's a dang on shame. And speaking of dang on shame, I don't know if you saw that video of the refs getting Evans' autograph.
Autograph? I absolutely saw it. Evans, come here. Come here, Mike. And he looked back and said, I got you.
Knowing they're not supposed to do that. I mean, what do y'all think? I mean, come on, man. Come on. And if I'm Evans, you almost compelled to do it because are they going to call your next game?
And you know what's so what's so messed up about it is the next time you get a pass interference call, I'm going to reverse it. Anything.
Well,
we just don't know.
Yeah. If you didn't sign it, you're going to get this pass interference. So that's
off top.
Right. That's why they say you do not fraternize with the players and all this kind of stuff. That does not look good. And those referees are probably going to get fired. And they should.
I hope they do.
And they should. You can't be doing that. Oh, my goodness. The Giants 23, the Jags 17. The Giants will not go away.
I'm going to say this. Giants, the only loss that came to the Cowboys. And that's y'all division. Y'all was supposed to lose that game.
Right.
But keep taking care of business, G-Man. Noodle, yeah. I got your back, baby.
You're going to have his back because, and actually, they probably won't lose again. Well, I'm saying they probably won't lose again until they play the Cowboys at the Cowboys. Because they got the Seahawks, but you got Geno on them turning up the thing.
I don't care about no Geno.
Then they got that bad boy Walker, too. Texas is going to get beat. They're going to beat Texas. Then they got the Lions. Then they come. Like, they schedule.
Go to the next game, bro. Go to the next game.
When your schedule is, they have a weak schedule. So they taking care of business, though. Congratulations. They're going to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to get in the playoffs and get knocked out the first round. Browns 20, the Ravens 23.
Even though this was a divisional game, I still felt like Lamar should have came out and just blew the brakes off of them. But at the same time, Baltimore's defense is not the same defense. They're putting too much on Lamar to make it seem like he needs to just like go out there and do this and do that. I don't agree with it at all. Divisional win, absolutely great. Great divisional win.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
all around, I feel like they set Lamar up.
Well, I would say this, like you said, good win. And definitely, the Browns was coming back like always. Everybody comes back on
campus
and they held it together. This looking at these stats, I mean, 44 rush. I mean, let me go over it real quick. They only had a total yards of 254. That offense didn't do nothing. I mean,
nothing.
That is ridiculous. I mean, they won the game. Congratulations, Ravens. But you're going to be stuck like this in these games all year, either barely winning or getting beat to death. Right. Offense got to, step up. Beating the Browns, huge, like you said, right? Huge, the original. But do they really move the needle? Like you said, they needed to take care of business.
At all.
They needed some stylish points with this, and they didn't. And, whatever. Jets 16, the Broncos 9.
Only thing I feel sorry about this game is the Jets lost a rookie running back, which is done for the rest of the season.
Right.
Who probably could have got rookie of the season, offensive player of the year or whatever. But, hey, Broncos, y'all not good neither.
Nah, they not good. Not good at all. I never thought
y'all not good.
I never thought I'd see the Jets 5-2. 4-0, 5-2, taking care of business. Like you said, Brio, you know, you lost your star running back, and that kind of sucks big time. And you lost your offensive lineman, who was a bad boy, Vera Tucker, for the season. You know, but I do salute you guys because you guys did not waste any days because y'all went ahead and got James Robinson from the Jags. So, you know, Bree Hall is nice. James Robinson is a solid pickup. So, congratulations on that one. You're moving fast because you know you guys got a chance. So, hey, congratulations, man. Hey, that's impressive. I just got to say that's impressive. And continue to do what you do big time. Let's see here. Let me get on back on track. We already got that one. This one right here. Texas 20, Raiders 38. I mean, really?
Vegas running back, he started to get going.
Jacobs,
yeah. And stuff like that. But at the same time, this is against the Texas.
Yeah.
Not giving – I'm going to give y'all the credit. It's still the NFL.
Right.
You did what you're supposed to do, but at the same time, I want him to do the same thing against a better team.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot of points. But like you said, against the Texans, so hey. Way to step up. Jacobs is on the road, like you said. He's taking care of business, 3 TDs. He done came back, 143 yards, took care of business, you know what I'm saying? Adams, 8 catches, 95. But you did what you're supposed to do. But the Raiders, you know, they're trying to claw their 2-4. So I heard you're 2-1 at home. Congratulations on that. Seahawks, 37. Chargers, 23.
Geno Smith, do your thing, big dog. Do your thing, big dog, because I still don't believe in you. But at the same time, do what you do, Chargers. I don't know what's going on. They lost Mike Williams. I get it. J.C. Jackson, he's gone. Oh, it's going to be rough for the rest of the season.
Yeah, because Allen hasn't, you know, he can't play. He's still hurt. But you know, you got a trendsetter. You got a quarterback that's supposed to win these games, and you can't. And you know, it's a shame. Seahawks. Hey, I love that rookie Walker. He stepped right in for Penny, and he's looking good. I know everybody who got him on fantasy is smiling because we know that at the end of the day, Pete Carroll wants Smash Mouth Football, and Smash Mouth Football is going to open up the doors to all that passing. So, congratulations to the Seahawks on that one.
Right.
Like Mark said, they lost their cornerback that they traded for, Jackson, and Williams out for some weeks. That's going to hurt them. Good luck. That's all I got to say. Chiefs went to 49ers and smacked them around a little bit, especially in that fourth quarter, 44-23. Chiefs.
I feel like this is going to be the new rivalry of the Pittsburgh Steelers in Baltimore. This is going to be something special. I feel like this rivalry is going to be special because 49ers have a great defense, right?
Right.
But at the same time, Kansas City has a hell of an offense.
Too much.
So we just don't know what it's going to be like. We don't know.
Well, I would say this. For the 49ers, they probably hoping that you're wrong, and thank God they're not gonna play the Chiefs every year because they're in there. That was domination in their fourth quarter and third quarter to let them know, hey, you're gonna have to have some. See, that's why the Bills is such a threat because they can play whatever style you want to. They ain't scared. They got the firepower. 49ers do not have the firepower. I know they got McCaffrey. McCaffrey's coming and all this stuff, but McCaffrey wasn't going to make a difference in this game anyway. So, hey.
Right.
Jimmy G is Jimmy G, so you know he's gonna be driving, and it ain't going nowhere. Stall mode. But Chiefs, hey, hats off to y'all, because I didn't think I saw somebody put 44 easy ones on there at 49ers, at the 49ers. Impressive win.
Right. Real
easy. Last but not least, Steelers 10, Dolphins 16. What you got for us?
I'm going to say this. I'm happy with my quarterback. I see what he can really do, but it's not going to happen until next year, right?
Right.
But my defense, I mean, yeah, Tyreek Hill had 88, Waddle had 78.
Right.
It is what it is, but no touchdowns, right?
Right, right.
No touchdowns. Our defense did a great job, but our offense couldn't just step up and do what they needed to do to punch it in, to score, or anything. It was 16 to 10, bro.
Right.
16 to 10.
No scoring in the second half by 8 of 10.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, we couldn't do nothing. And I give credit to Miami's defense. Y'all did what y'all supposed to do. Y'all held us where we were supposed to go, or whatever the case may be. But deep down sad, y'all still ain't shit.
Hey, hey,
but
hey.
It is what it is.
Division.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But Pittsburgh, I'm going to say this, brother, and I'm going to keep it 100. We're going to be good next year. This year is more or less like, okay, let's see what we can do with the offense. TJ Watt's out. Let's do what we need to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Get them reps, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, let all these young boys do what they do, because our whole back end is young.
Right.
Besides Mitch Patrick and right. Edwards, which Edwards is going to be gone after this year.
Right.
Or whatever. But everything is young. Right. We got to get it together. We're going to be good.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin, your first losing season. You ain't going to get fired. Pittsburgh don't fire coaches.
Right. Yeah.
It is what
winning
it is.
Coaches. Winning coaches. Yeah, he's a winner. Yeah. Why would you? Yeah, without a doubt. But I agree with you. But I'm going to say this. I don't think you put a fork in the Steelers just because – that division is, like I said earlier, like I said some weeks ago, it reminds me of the NFC East with Dallas and them was barely, 8-8 wins the division, 9-7, 7-9. I just don't think nobody's going to run. Only team that I think has a chance to run away would be the Bengals, but until they dress that offensive line and the defense is okay and it's not stellar, that everybody's still in there. But I will say this. Great adjustments by Tomlin and the defensive staff to take away
absolutely
the middle. They shut that middle down. That's what they was eating at all day long in the first half. They shut that down big time. And I do love that Pickett had a chance. I think that moment just got a little bit too big for him. He kind of panicked.
It did.
Really could have just ran and had some yardage. You know what I'm saying on that instead of forcing it there. And hats off to Miami because they had some. Walmart shoppers in there playing in the secondary because they had so many.
Yes, they did. We got TV.
Hats off to you guys for doing that. But I tell you what, Miami was playing with fire because, to be honest,
the game should have been a blowout.
Well, wait a minute. I'm talking about they might be glad that Tomlin stuck with Pickett because if Trubisky was in there, y'all probably won. This is the game that he won. He could win it. You see what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no shootout.
Fact.
Trubisky's ain't going to win no shootout.
I see what you're saying.
But he can win
this. Where you going with it.
He can win this type of game.
You see
what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I understand you got this rookie. You want to stay by him, want to keep his confidence unless he gets hurt. So I respect the game. I peep the game. But truly, Trubisky could have won that, especially where that defense for Pittsburgh was playing in the second half. Dude, come on. This is like, let's go.
And the crazy thing about it, bro, they was playing great defense.
Right. Right.
And people would look at it and be like, oh, Tyreek Hill had 88, Waddle had 75. But no touchdowns.
None of that. Kept him out of the end zone. That's the key.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all had y'all little the deep runs and stuff like that, but at the same time, Pittsburgh did what they were supposed to do, but our offense couldn't get
Miami,
it going.
Miami had 372 yards total. How many was that in the first half? What?
Thank you.
250 yards? Yes. Yeah, they didn't do nothing in the second half. Nothing.
Defensive coordinator got to the point where he's like, okay, they messing this zone up. We can't keep doing it.
Right.
We can't keep doing it.
Yeah, and let's keep it 100. Let's keep it really 100. Three turnovers by Pittsburgh, shot him in the foot, did it, whatever. And the DBs dropping all these interceptions for Pittsburgh.
Every interception.
Right.
Could have made the game different.
Big time. So, really, Miami is lucky to come away with this win. But, hey, if you're a Dolphins fan,
hey, congratulations to them.
You're happy. You're 4-3. You're 3-1 at home. Pittsburgh, like I said, it's still a lot of meat on that bone. Because, like I said, there's no dominant team. Yes, you don't want to play the Buffalo with their offense, and you don't want to play Kansas City with their offense. But after that, who are you really scared of? Are you really scared of the Eagles with Hurt? You know what I'm saying? With Jalen? I'm not. I'm really not. Are you really scared of the Giants? No, you're not scared of the Cowboys. You're not scared of nobody really jumps off the page. The Rams, they ain't looking like nothing. 49ers got a solid defense. They just got exposed. It's only two teams, and only one of them can make it to the Super Bowl if they do.
Right.
So, I think it's a lot of meat on the bone. It'd have been great if the Steelers, if your guys would have pulled this off. But, if that defense come and rock and roll like this, y'all be fine. Because, like I said, only team that in y'all division that may be trying to get a little traction is the Bengals. Everybody else, Ravens is not good. And we already know the Browns is not good. So,
Right.
Before we leave, Mark, give them an update on the score of the Bears and the Patriots, please.
Jesus, I thought it would have popped up. But they on commercial break, too. But we're going to figure this out. Hold on.
10-7. I got you. Don't worry about it. 10-7. Yep, 10-7. The Bears is leading with 9:43 in the second quarter left. That's interesting. That is very interesting.
What you said.
Y'all know how we do. Let me bring Mark to end this with us real quick. Y'all know how.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget to get out there and vote for these polls and vote on both pages. Because one page is not going to get it done for some of these competition that's going on. So go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Big time. Support these kiddos. Y'all know how we do. Tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, we got a special guest coming, you know,
yes,
to talk about an alumni game between Mel and Manuel. That's going to be a basketball game. I think it's on Saturday, so make sure we'll have them talk about that. Mail Man Your Week. Also, like I said, go ahead and support these kiddos big time on all these social media.
Yes, Mail Man Your Week.
That's what it is.
Is going down. My brother has never lost the mail.
Never lost that. Never. I don't even know what that
means. Mark and Will's show will be in the building Friday.
Man, I don't even know what that means. What does that smell like, sound like? I don't even know what that is. I saw the burrow every time. But I'll talk about that later on in the week. Good night, guys. Peace out. Love y'all.
Show. It's the Mark and Will Show, Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show, Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.